Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Hallelujah. All right, very quickly. Ephesians 6. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Emphasis on whole. That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So which means if I put on some of the armor and I leave some at home, it's very possible I may not be able. I will be resisted. I may use the name of Jesus, but I will be resisted. So you have to pay attention to these things and understand where God is coming from. That there is a responsibility on you to ensure you are fully kitted up. Are we together? You have a responsibility to be sure you are fully kitted up. Please go back to that scripture. So that you may be able to stand against. You know what stand against is here? Gospel. Come, let us show them what stand against is. Oh, I need... Okay, come. So stand against is... you are not the devil, amen. Yeah. But this is a warfare. This is a battle. This is a challenge. And we wrestle not against flesh and blood is... We'll get there. Is close combat. So, it says so that you may be able to stand against. So, I'm trying to go over there. He doesn't want me to cross over. So, he doesn't wait for me. He comes to me. There are battles that look for you. And the scripture says, if I am not fully kitted up, I will not be... His job is to push me down. My own job is to stand. The problem is you are trying to win. God says don't win, stand. If you stand your ground, an angelic officer will be released to help. Standing is Daniel praying for 24 days. I hope you know that prayer was for 24 days, but the angel was released 21 days ago. Go and read the scripture. So, he said, from the moment you began to pray, I was dispatched. But the angel was held for 21 days. Which means between the time the angel was released, finally, by Michael, and between when the angel got to where the brother was praying, I'm talking about Daniel, it was still 72 hours. According to human timing. So when you claim that God did not answer you, I want you to understand that the way time works in the spirit realm is not the same way time works here. Are you with me? After the angel was released, it still took him 3 days. So he came and his job was to resist me. And my own job is to stand. Just he will try. It is a contest of who will fall. My own job is to stand. Because that point I am standing on is my family territory. That point I am standing on is my destiny territory. The job is not to really walk out of that place. It's to ensure that we give no place to the devil. That is the assignment. Give no place to the devil. So I need to stand. So if he comes in, if he manages to push me down, then he takes the territory. He takes your children. He takes your grandchildren. Your great-grandchildren will come and wonder, what kind of family is this? It was their father who gave up the territory by joining ROF, Reformed Ogboni Fraternity, by joining Freemason, by joining Rosicrucian, by joining Illuminati. There are some of these fancy names. They are like orders. They call them orders. Clubs, but it's not just a club. the night. You know, they have so many fancy names. And when you join them, you see immediate benefit. Your life will change. Your life will change. You'll be okay. You start speaking through your nose. But what you did not know was that your decision, you have sold the inheritance for many generations. And your children will grow up, they will grow up in the US, UK, will not know that when spiritually your territory has been taken, your physical location no longer matters. They will know. They will just be struggling. Why is everyone in this family struggling? In the UK, you can't come home because people don't even understand that UK is a real place where people also. So the scripture says what? You should be able to stand against the wise. And the word wise, thank you. The word wise is the word for strategy. It's a military term. Strategy. Which means when this close combat is not really as though we are physically fighting. It is more of strategium, strategies. Satan just puts some traps in your path and watches which one you will touch with your legs, and you trigger smart bombs. Please understand. Please understand. Please understand. God is not a man. Satan is not also a man. He says, if I do not put on the weapons of our warfare, and can I tell you that almost every weapon that was listed there has a direct connection to the word of God? Hey, are you here now? Some of you want to become prayer warriors without the word of God. You are a sorcerer. Let me repeat what I said. I said, every item from the helmet of what? Salvation, to the breastplate of what? Righteousness, to the belt of truth, the shield of faith, everything that has a direct connection to the word of God. Everything. But there's one that is not mentioned there. And I've preached about this before. The spear. And that one is prayer. It's long range. Praying all manner of prayer in the spirit. Aha. So that one is invincible, but it's potent. Let's read that scripture. So he said we should be able to withstand the wise and strategy. So you realize that sometimes, if you are being attacked by the enemy and it's a direct attack, you notice that you are able to surmount it, you bring it down. But when the person comes looking like me in a shopping mall, and you are just trying to purchase an iPhone 6, and I say, hello, young lady, don't worry. He doesn't even ask for your name, he just pays. Money in water. Just pay. You are the one now say, hello, sir. Hello, sir. Say, yeah. Thank you, sir. No, it doesn't matter. Sir, please, what's your name? My name. You know, when you ask me to introduce myself, I'm usually confused because I don't know what to tell you. Should I tell you I'm a pastor? Should I tell you I'm an HR consultant? Should I tell you I'm a project manager? Should I tell you I'm a video editor? Or should I tell you that I'm even a software developer? Which one do you want? Should I tell you that I have two doctorates? Which one? Or should I tell you I'm a student or a father? Which one? Because I don't know. Because when you ask me, I'm confused. I like, where am I? Okay, I'm in a school. Okay, I will give you one. The strategy might not come looking like 2 horns, short dark demons. It may not come that way. It may come looking like ready to take the bride home. And if you are so desperate, if you are someone that, I don't know, somebody in this church said to me that, say, Pastor, I like guys who keep beards. I said, from today I'll start cutting all my beards. So if you basically come wearing the facial frame that you like, then you are in trouble, because it's a strategy. And the strategy is not executed at once. They will implement it in phases. The guy will start being very nice and available, ask you if have you had breakfast. Then you say no. Say, what do you normally have for breakfast? It depends. Okay. You just see someone, a vendor,
at your office door. Say, I'm here for Funke. You know, say, Funke from where? Say, about strategy, you didn't tell me. Say, that's a strategy we use in the brotherhood. Before you know it, you're supposed to be in the prayer meeting on Friday. But you've already promised him you are going for on a date. Just pizza day. Pizza Friday. Friday pizza. You know. Start missing prayer meetings. It's a strategy. It will not allow you to abandon your altar at once. Be taking you little by little. And even he will sing Christian songs. So. Who is this guy? This is the kind of people you want in church. You'll be saying to you, just say it's so easy, it's so collected, no drama, no. All right. No drama. And he's still unmarried. You said he doesn't have drama. And you've not asked yourself why the last girl left him. Strategy. The strategy will be plotted into your daily life. They could bring someone from another department to come and understudy you. And why he's understudying you? He's understanding different things. He's understanding other things. This is the Excel sheet. This is formatted. While you are teaching him, your eyes are locking together. I said, do you understand? He's not looking at the computer. He's looking at you. He says, So what are you doing this evening? Once you hear that question, let your alarm just go off. What are you doing this evening? The strategium. Different strategies. We can give you a contract of 200 billion, but you need to come. So you need to come see us at the club. Then you find yourself having to explain to your wife why you need to go for a meeting late in the night. It's not a prayer meeting. Everybody knows you don't like prayer, you don't like vigils. But now, for your business to grow, you have to meet with the boss. They give you more. They give you more. Okay, you can't be. We are here. You can't be. We don't drink this kind of things here. Just a sip. We are men. Strategy. Just for the business. It's a business occasion. It's not. We are not drinking. I just sip. Unfortunately, your angel has gone to the express to wait because he cannot go inside that place with you. I'm telling you what happened to many people. They will not come out to tell you, but they know where they failed. This is how principalities step into people's worlds and they don't leave. Because you are too ashamed to admit you sinned. Self-righteousness prevents men from true repentance. Self-righteousness hinders men. As long as you have an excuse, you will never be forgiven. God will not forgive. If you have an excuse for what you did, I did it because he did this. I did it because you will never. You can plead blood of justice, but you will not be forgiven. Because the blood is for those who admit that they have sinned. If you, for instance, you are struggling with a bad habit, Holy Ghost, fire. That may not be the solution. We may need to trace the root. At what point did you start watching pornography? For instance, it may be in those days they used to sell these magazines, comic, cartoon magazines. Maybe that was where you used to see it hanging, where the newspaper seller, the man, just hangs it there. They used to have very funny names. Then, like, I can't remember, but they used to have some names. Ikebe Super and some other variant. How you take remember this? It was very popular actually. So you just notice that everything that Satan puts in front of you is an entry point. He's trying to gain access into your soul. I'm telling you why sometimes you will say in Jesus' name and they will not move. They will just stay there. They know you are a joker. Because you open the door. And the problem is that once you open the door, like a virus, they begin to attempt to perpetuate. Have you ever considered that you may be having, you may be dealing with some emotional trauma, which is why you are not free from this addiction? Hello? Let me bring it home. The absence of fatherly love. The absence. I'm not saying your father is not there, but the love, that whole connection, like as I'm talking to you, I want you to ask yourself, what are the memories you still have of, like, fond memories between you and your dad? Many of us, the only fond memories is the cane we were, the bilala that they were giving us when we did something wrong. For those of you that are fathers, let me tell you today, please hear me. The next time your wife comes to you and says, this is what your child did, tell her to go and correct the child. Don't do it. They are setting you up. Those children will grow up and hate you. Then when you go out, she will give the boy biscuit, saying, don't do it next time. I told you something. Why didn't you correct? I said, but you are the one who. Why didn't you do so? You correcting his mother. Don't raise children that will hate you. Don't raise. Okay. You will think it's prayer. Prayer point will not fix this one. Hear this one now. Some of us, our parents had one room where they kept all kinds of cane, freshly plucked from the tree. Dark room, no bulb. So once they tell you, go to guard room, you know the implication, because you won't even know where the cane will be coming from. If you run this way, it's as if he's waiting there in the darkness. My friend's father used to do that thing. One day, he forgot that the boys were also growing. The boys were also becoming very tall. So they, in the darkness, they just calculated, just took the dad, the man landed on the floor, and they ran out of the room. That was the last day the man beat them. He went to put a bob. After that, he put a bob in the room. Converted the room to a bedroom. He said, no more guard room in this house. Because now, the boys, now, there are two of them. If they put the house guard, they will beat him. So he now said, okay, from today, I can see you are men. I will be canceling you. Canceling you so that you can be great in life. Oh, you did not know that one before. You want to use cane to destroy our destiny. You see, you're talking to a girl that I say, okay. Chooks, I can see you're a man now. Go to the guard room. As you entry, you just notice the door will get locked behind you. So Chooks is now a man. It's time to advise him. If you beat him again, him and his brother will come after you. That's how the soldier man became born again. I'm setting people free. You don't know anything. I'm telling you that trauma, childhood trauma, can legalize the presence of demons that refuse to leave. Did you remember Ekwesu that we talked about in the first service? What does it mean? If there is no agreement, we will not stay. We will not act. Please understand the implication of that thing. If you wake up this morning as you are hearing me, and you say, from today, no more trauma in my life. Those demons will become illegal occupants. Hello? Many of us have stories that we can't share. Things we've gone through. Uncles sent from hell. Aunties sent from hell, from the marine world. We cannot say anything, because some of you even tried to say something, nobody believed you. It was your own mom who slapped you for spewing out such nonsense, and you covered up that thing. There are people who saw their father beat their mom, and they didn't know that thing had become a scar on their own soul. And now people say, ah, any smart, you are too aggressive. I say, lady, you should be ladylike, feminine. The lady doesn't even know why she's like that. But many years ago, she saw her father. You saw what your eyes should not see. You saw what your eyes should not see. Many children became traumatized, even in this our age. They stay in the room with their parents, and their parents are dressing up in front of them. You think your child doesn't know? God gave your child two eyes. The day you gave birth to him, he has started seeing. In those days, when I was born, you will still stay 3 days before you open the eyes. Now, as they are coming to the world, they are looking. Is this America or Nigeria? Those children don't want to come here. So once they suspect, as they land, they look and say, oh boy. That will palm 2, keep 50. The thing no work. Na Nigeria we dey. The boy won't land for UK. The plane drop out for Nigeria. Then how you will know you're in Nigeria? The nurses will hit you. You cry. Welcome to Nigeria. Welcome to guard room. Many Christians who are speaking in tongues are victims of trauma. I'm talking to you about how to deal with your personal demons. The absence of a father's love, motherly love, can leave a scar on you. No matter how much a woman loves you, she can't replace your mother. Yes. You see that woman, she cannot die for you. Your own mother can lay down her life for you. That's the difference. Now I'll tell you that I'm just your father's sister. I'm representing your mother. I have my own children. I cannot die for you. But I can advise you. I want you to ask yourself, are you suffering from trauma? Because maybe we now need to look at the conditions. And we have a psychologist here. Amen. You come and tell us. Because some things that pastors struggle with, they need a psychologist. A psychologist is supposed to talk to that person first. There are atrocities you can commit. A prayer from a prophet cannot reverse it. Someone needs to talk to you first. Someone called me from, I don't know, maybe from the UK or US. I'm not too sure. I can't remember. Someone called me from a particular country and said, there's a lady somewhere, maybe in the East, that they want me to attend to. I said, what's wrong with the person? The moment they gave me the summary, I said, I cannot pray for her. He said, we've never seen reject. I said, no. I'm not, right now, man. In fact, for now, I don't remember the last time when I prayed. I said, let it not be that it's the woman that will be praying for me or she will be laying hands on me. So I don't want problem. I will refer her to another lady who is a professional counselor. I said, but you will pay, she will charge you. She said, Pastor, I want you to think. I said, no. I said, the lady is willing, she will fly herself down for you to pray. I said, she can fly. I know they pray. I just knew that thing was bad market. Eh? Bayelsa, Port Harcourt, I know they do. I know they do. It passed my power. I just handed that over to the person. And the lady was willing to pay. But she felt she needed a man. That a man would understand that. But I'm not a man. I'm a spirit. I have to be wise. I've not even seen you, but I'm hearing red flags everywhere in my head. Trauma. You need to look at this area very critically. Sometimes your trauma is not from the absence of love, it's from too much love. Nobody should touch my child. I don't touch my children. Some of you, your parents, your dad has never beaten you in your life. They've never corrected you. Now there's problem. Holy Ghost, her. Holy Ghost. He says, it's not fire. Do you want to kill her? If fire comes and burns this girl, now what will you achieve? The thing is inside. Over love. Some of you are victims of negative words. Spoken to you, not by enemies, but parents. And they thought they were just being nice. There are people that their parents call them witches. You're a witch. Why will you take daddy's cup and break it? Get me water. That's all I said. You broke the. That, you know there's a cup that daddy uses. You have broken it. They say you broke it. And they called you a witch. The problem is everybody forgot about it, but that thing stayed. It found a resting place somewhere in your soul. So the next time you had an issue somewhere and somebody accused you like that, it only confirmed it. It confirmed it. Even though you knew you were not a witch, but you started developing witch-like characteristics. Manipulation, wickedness, toughness, unforgiveness. Those are witch-like characteristics. If you are a victim of trauma, before you cast out the devil, we need to do renewing of the mind. If we do renewing of the mind, you may not even need to cast out the devil again. I want you to know that there is no demon that finds itself comfortable in a house that is not holding on to a law, a principle, a reason for being there. If, for instance, you keep meditating and telling yourself, are there still good men in this country? I see those my people there on TikTok. I see them. Like, what can a man actually do today that a woman cannot do? I think I will tell you one. When it's time for us to build the next 20-story building, you will not see any woman carrying planks or blocks or pompon or this thing to climb that raft. If there's any woman there, you will see her selling rice. Selling rice, chin-chin, for the workers to eat. It's because they need strength to climb. It may be in the Ukraine war, you may find one woman fighting, but I heard the president say all women and children should move out. All men should stay. Is that not what the guy said? So even you, if you are black, if you don't run quickly, they will. Have you been here before? How long? 1 year? Say, take gun. Shoot again. Just point to that country, be shooting there. It's not a gender war. A woman is unique. She's different from a man. The way God created them was not to be suffering like that, to be carrying pompon, to be carrying block. God didn't create women to be carrying block. So understand, if a woman wants to be an engineer and be climbing MTM mast, maybe she's just special. But God did not make any woman with the intention to be climbing masts to fix network failure. It may also be a form of trauma. You became tough because everybody around you did not treat you well. So you became tough. In trying to become tough, you became an engineer. Why there's nothing wrong with being an engineer? Sometimes you need to really ask yourself, am I still a victim of my childhood trauma? Am I still? I know you're a pastor. I know you're. But is it possible? The lady who abused me, what's that her name again? Eunice. Till today, I am afraid of people who bear that name. I'm a man of God. I just prophesied to somebody. But if I know that your name, they say, where I start, I feel, I start to shiver. This is trauma. That you just say, the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. You will be destroyed. You knees. You don't have power over this one. Run. Don't. You know why we bring our life out on? You know, people are watching us online now. Some people think I'm being stupid. No. My identity is not in Christ. So I can if it looks like stupidity to you, it's all right. But I'm here telling you that many times the first sign of deliverance is to bring your sin out into the open. Bring it out. In those days, sir, and you remember, for those of us, sometimes people want to give that, they will come out, they will hold the microphone. I am a sinner on the way to hell. I have killed. I have stolen. I have done this. Is it what you people do today? You just say, Father, forgive them. Do you know what it means to give a life to Christ? Even though our knowledge was not complete then. You know, because Christ has already paid. But there was a sense of conviction that people had. When pastor wants to say, Pastor, don't pray. I want to talk first. Pastor, I am a sinner. I'm on the way to hell. You will see them, they'll be talking. People will be weeping with them. Even though Jesus has died, though, people will be weeping with them. I'm a prostitute. I'm a this. I'm a that. I'm a this. Then the church will come. Everybody will stretch hands. This one has come. Father, forgive. Father, have mercy. Sometimes you will see women, they will come out in tears as if they were the ones who committed the sin. They will take the burden of that pain. They will stand with that. You will see women stand with her at the altar. They will weep. It's only one person that wants to give her life. You will see 12 women weeping. When I was attending Apostolic Faith, some of you don't know that church. In Apostolic Faith, we cry every Sunday. Every Sunday. Whether you are born again or not. Once it's time to pray, everybody comes to the altar. It was bench. No burn you where. You leave that place. You no cry. You cry. When you want to get up, you now stand up and you stay back on your knees and pray through. Then they leave the offering basket at the door. As you are going, drop your offering. Because now your offering is sanctified. Don't bring down your sinful offering here. Go and repent first. We need to deal with trauma. Some of the authority we lost in our family is because of unresolved issues. Please, are you with me? Church is quiet. Sir, men are the greatest victims, not even women. Because men are not like, they are not wired to talk. So the trauma is piling. By the time you meet him and say you have found a husband, you are meeting a truckload of work. Only somebody who loves you is now willing to help. Please go back to that scripture. Let's round up. Go to verse 12. Now, please pay attention. Go back to verse 11. Is it coincidental? Do you think it's per chance that before the Holy Spirit began to talk about we wrestle not against flesh and blood, he first of all spoke to us about putting on a complete armor as though we are actually going to the battle, and he spoke to us about having capacity to stand against the wiles of the enemy before he even mentioned that we wrestle not. Before introducing our enemy to us, he first of all provided the armory and the posture. Some are wearing the armor, but they have a bad posture. In karate school, the first thing they talk about is they call it foundation. Foundation. That means the way you stand. When you watch those guys on, for those of us who are lovers of Chinese, it looks very easy. Please don't try it at home. When you see someone doing something like this for hours, it looks very stupid, like, what is this? If you want to give him power, give him power. Which one is to do like this for hours? Sometimes they place pots, clay pots, on the hands for hours. You see the boy is shaking. They say, his leg is still shaking. It's not strong. You will understand where I'm going with this matter. You will understand, don't worry. Because when the armor of Saul comes upon David,
If he has not been trained in warfare with those things, even if he is anointed, he will fail. The only thing David has confidence in is what he has always known. And can I also tell you that God will not permit any trial to come to you that is above the grade of your anointing. He will not permit it. That's why there are many battles that come to us that the angels take care of. They don't let you see it. Paul said, he said, he will not permit you to be tempted beyond that which is necessary. It's in the scriptures. If a good foundation is what we are laying in this series. Because most people do not see the connection between the finished work of Christ and what I'm saying. What the finished work of Christ does is that you must realize that before Jesus came, only certain people were given the opportunity to an extent to be able to deal with spiritual issues. But when you come to Christ, the scripture says in the book of John chapter 1, I think verse 12, it says, as many as received him, he gave them the power to become, which means that what Adam lost has now been restored. The power to become. The person who went in those days during the water baptism, the person who goes into the water is not the same person that comes out. Jesus went into the water. It was only John that heard, this is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. But when Jesus was coming out, he was the one who heard, now proceed into the wilderness. John did not hear that. Because the man who goes in is not the same person. Yeah, you may go in spiritually dead, but you come out spiritually alive, hearing God's voice. That's why when you say you are born again, you cannot hear God's voice. It's not anything to be proud about. Because listen to me, one of the signs that you are spiritually alive is that you can hear and communicate. If you have been born again for 10 years and above, you have no excuse. You may not have met anyone who challenged you. And I tell you, sometimes this you're dancing up and down, is why you can't hear God. There's an atmosphere where God's voice is audible. And so that's what you should be. Don't try to hear God. Get into the space where God's voice is active, is strong. That's where worship comes in. Verse 12. Are you blessed? Say, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Now, if you think what this means is that you will not have human agents sent by Satan, you didn't understand this one. What we thought this means is that our enemies cannot be human beings. Right? We wrestle not against flesh and blood. That is true. But that does not mean we cannot have satanic agents in human form that come after us. Are we together? Empowered by demons. Put up that scripture. He said, but against what? Look at in the first service, I showed you the structure of the spiritual order of God's kingdom. Now look at the spiritual order of Satan's kingdom. Let's go back to what that scripture we read. Colossians 1. Is it 16? Huh? Go back to Colossians 1. I want to show you. I want us to count how many orders we have. Look at this. It says whether there be thrones, right? 1. Dominions, 2. Principalities, 3. Powers, 4. How many do we have here? Now, do you find that? Now, you see those thrones. Do you know the thrones? Do you know these thrones? Do you know who they are? Huh? Do you remember the 24 elders? That's their office. That's their category there. They are kings. Huh? Yes, there's more to it, but I'm just giving you an example. They are the only ones you will find in heaven who also sit on thrones. Then we have dominions.
These ones are stronger than the principalities. Can you see that in God's hierarchy, the powers are the lowest, followed by principalities, then dominions, then thrones, right? So this thing was presented to us. Is it in descending order now? What do you call this? Descending order. Now, go back to Ephesians. Ephesians 6:12. Look at this. The first thing we notice is that there was a swap between principalities and powers. The word powers that was used in Colossians is the word exousia. But in God's realm, that is even the lowest. The angels are in that category. So I will, maybe during the week we'll talk about it. But look at this one. Satan also maintains principalities, powers, rulers of darkness. These rulers, they are the dominions. Are we together? Then we have spiritual wickedness in high places. These high places, they are not high by spelling. They are high because not everybody can approach that level. Please, have I lost you? Yes, why they are called high places. Do you also remember that in the Old Testament, the altars where demons were sacrificed to was referred to as high places? Have I lost you? So, that high place connects to the other high place. If you want to engage, do you remember that king that when the prophet said that they should go and dig a trench and go to war, that they will win, that they will not see rain? Yes, but at some point in the battle, that evil king realized he was losing the battle. He now consulted his gods and offered his own son on the high place, on the altar. That altar is the high place. So when you can translate this scripture to be put up that scripture, spiritual wickedness are the altars. This high place is altar. Spiritual wickedness are the altars. They are powerful because for you to engage them, something must leave you to come to the altar. And it's not cheap, or it's not money. Blood. That's why when they are provoked, they are very difficult to appease. This spiritual wickedness, they are wicked in their nature. They are wicked. There's nothing like forgiveness. And that's why I always tell people, do not engage any of these categories without the Lord letting you do that. Don't. If you do that, you can be wiped out overnight. It's like going against the market. Market is going up. You are going down. The trend will wipe you away. Wipe you out completely. These guys are trend movers. You see that your social media thing that you like doing, dancing and all those things, they are here. When you come during the week, I will tell you the principality that is responsible for them. And that's why I recommend to people, when something begins to trend, be careful. There's no trend without spirit. There's no trend that is not being pioneered by a spirit. Did you notice there was a time where there's one Florida revival that happened, and people were just coming from everywhere. They were giving their life to Christ, getting baptized. Before you know it, we heard in Nigeria, people started traveling from Nigeria. People started traveling from Asia. They were going to Florida. It was a major move a few years ago in America. Satan could not stop it, so he went after the man of God. While the revival was on, the man of God started dating his secretary, the man that God was using. See, let me tell you that a man of God is anointed doesn't mean you don't have a duty. I'm not saying right. Duty to protect him. Because the reason why he is that the way he is because he's using his body, his mind, his anointing for you. You have your 30% battery life. He has 40%. Then he comes to church and uses out of that 30, uses 25 to preach and pray and cancel and all that. You take your, so you just use your own 30%. You put it on energy flight mode and you are still able to get home. By the time he gets home, the power to resist the enemy is no more there because his battery is flat. Then you call again, Pastor, you're awake. I'm not awake. Good night. For a church to be healthy, it is necessary for the church to know that sometimes they will need to pray for Peter. If not, Peter will die in prison. Yeah. They must know it.
Yeah.
Say, Pastor, they say police, and he was preaching on the altar in Maryland. They just came, they took him away. But we are trying to talk to them. We don't even know which of the stations. We don't know which of the stations. We have been wrongly taught. For many years, we turned our pastors to motivational speakers. We have been wrongly taught. That's why it's so easy for Satan to come in. And the Bible says, smite the shepherd. It takes out the shepherd. Breaks his spirit. The same church people will say, pursue him. Say, useless man. Go and sit at the back. From outside the back, they throw him out. Say, he's not repentant. How do you know if I'm not repentant? If I was using my anointing and my spiritual life for myself, would that have fallen? Put up that scripture. He said, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities. So let's stop here and round up. What Satan does is that when he comes into a particular area or into a particular church, for instance, the first thing the devil looks at is for the strong or the weak links. He looks at the prayer team. How many women are there? 6, 7. How many men? 4. So we'll make them organize. Okay, you know what? Go and join them. They plant somebody in the prayer team. I love praying. I want to join the prayer team. And that's why nobody joins the prayer team in this church without my approval. It's not by interest. It's by approval. By my approval. Your interest is valid, but you also need my approval. Because I have read the history of churches that were destroyed. Somebody came into the prayer team. They're always there. Pastor Desmond called me sometime and he told me, don't be at the back of the church when it has to do with prayer. Don't. Because if you're at the back, you will not know what's happening. I say, oh my God. Oh my God. I say, Bishop. Bishop, my guy. I shook his hand. In the spiritual realm, the one who prays more is the leader, not the one with the title. 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 The one who prays more. So every time you make an excuse, it's your deliverance. Your deliverance is the price tag. That trauma that we are trying to deal with, that's the price. Every time you encourage yourself to sleep again, little sleep, a little slumber. So your enemy comes upon you like an armed man. Every time you sleep, they become stronger. This thing that happened to you as a child, Jesus can reverse it. But not why there's a little sleep here and little slumber. You know, we didn't just sleep, just a little sleep here, just a little slumber, just a little sleep here, just a little slumber. They sacked the person. Say, you can't walk here. You're not good enough. And I pray though, it's not prayer. A little sleep. Just 5 minutes. Power nap. My wife calls it power nap. Power nap. Just boom. 5 minutes. Let me just rest. Me, when I sleep, I sleep. I don't know how to do that 5 minutes. I sleep, mo knock near, mo lo. Principalities, they are not so strong, but they work by principles, which is why they can be very ruthless. If you know your dad is always having issues with one of his sisters, don't get involved. That's how they transfer generational battles. Just tell your daddy, please try to be a Christian. Eh? The Lord will help you. Don't go and try to. Don't say to them, oh, don't say, hey, what happened, mama? Ah, daddy, now, why did you leave them? Then they have been alive before you. They know. They slept in the same room as children. They grew up. They ate from the same pot. In those days, all of us is one big plate with spoon. We eat there. Nobody will be washing plate for anybody. We use one plate to eat. We did all of that. You now came 15 years later. I don't know why dad is always angry at Auntie Nike. He said, oh, you better mind your business. They will be okay. Let them kill themselves. They will be okay. That's how they try to transfer. Because the moment you fail to guard your emotions, you can be looped into the warfare. And then you become a part of it. Very soon, you and your brother, at that same age, you will fight. My siblings and I, we were not always seeing eye to eye when we were growing up. And I was the youngest and the territorial commander. If there was a fight in the house, I was the constant. You'd have to look for the variable. Yes, in my house. Growing up. You may not see it now. Jesus has walked on me. I came. I said if there was a fight in my house, whether somebody and my mom, somebody and my dad, somebody and any other person, you can be sure that I am there. So who is the other person? That's the question. One day, even as a Christian, I went to God. I said, why am I like this? Ha! This is not a good testimony. I told God, I said, because we fought again and I left the house. And I was, okay, I was just walking on Okejebu Street. Ha! What is this? Every time they say, call it, I'm dead. I'm dead. And it's on my right. Oh, they're always cheating me. One day, the Lord, as I was angry, I walked out on the street. I was talking to the air. But I was praying. I said, God, why am I like this? Family, we are not more, just five. No, six. My parents, four siblings. But I am always the constant. The Lord told me, it's not just that you are the constant. You have the seed of inheritance. Say, don't worry. Your prophecy is intermingling with a lot of things. Say, but very soon it will be clear. Today, I'm still the constant, too. But in every good way. In every good way. Want to make a decision? I must hear. Whether for spiritual navigation or for otherwise, I can put an end to a project by simply saying, no, there's no way there. My eldest daughter is 10 years older than her. She's in her 50s. But you know that because of the way we grew up, the four of us came together and we covenanted and said, nobody will come in between us. Not even our parents. Ah! Do you know that kind of covenant? Four children. Have you watched The Originals? Don't watch it. It's a vampire movie. Always together and forever. That's their slogan. Brothers, siblings. We covenanted. That no matter how bad the situation is, nobody will see what is going on between the four of us. We made a decision because we saw battles we needed to stop. But we would fail at it if we were not united. If I'm broke, I can call my brother. Even if it's 10,000, he will send me. Vice versa. It's not, because there's an agreement. There's an agreement. It's not a matter of extortion. There's covenant. There's no extortion in covenant. There's no extortion. When God decides to be flamboyant towards Abraham by giving him a son, it's not extortion. God, it is God living up to his own end of the bargain. Principalities work with principles. And you need to ask yourself, what principle am I breaking? If you want to deal with them, you need to repair that which was damaged, and then if they become illegal occupants, then you can cast them out, but not before fixing the broken edge. Scripture says if the wall if the If the edge is broke, if the edge is not broken, the serpent will not bite. What does this mean for us as we round up? Number one, we are engaged in a spiritual struggle, not against men, but against spirits. But spirits can use men. These spirits, we always try to influence people, systems, and cultures. You can go online and see Chinese young people learning how to repair cars and fix stuff. But your own mentorship is coming from South Africa. Where people they are dancing. That's your own area of specialization. That's the only one that moves you. I'll go and dance this dance in church on Sunday. We don't want it. We don't want this dance, this evil dance. We don't want those things here. That's how my father, Pastor Kumi, stayed in ministry for so many years. He didn't allow those rubbish. Do it in your house. So if your husband likes it, you can be doing it too. Don't bring those South African things here. Don't give God wiper here. He's not sweating. Our disposition towards our God is that He is a king. That's our disposition. Our God is a king. And He must be treated as such. Which means that there must be honor. Anytime you refer to Him, even when you mention His name, there must be honor in your heart. Not that you hit your foot against it. Say, oh, jeez. That's a demon. It's not my Jesus. That jeez. I hope that is somebody on your street, because you will soon hit that foot again. So, jeez. See the way Jesus is looking at you. See this one. I will catch you. I want you to go back home this afternoon. Think deeply. It's possible you may be under some intense attack, not because you are sinning, but because of trauma. Some of the signs you will find when you are suffering from trauma is sometimes you have the need to want to be accepted. You want to put yourself out there by force. You want people to see you. You want to show people that you are happy with your life. You do live stream every day on Facebook, on Instagram. Hello, everybody knows what your room looks like. You even convince your husband to dance with you. There is nothing wrong with that. But if that thing is as a result of trauma, your deliverance is far. Some people know how to misunderstand what I said. I said there's nothing wrong with dancing with your husband, whether on the moon or on the stars or even on Instagram. What I said is that if that need to be validated is coming from your painful past, your deliverance is still very, very far. So why not sit down? Have a meeting with yourself. We still have a few hours before the day is over. Have a meeting with yourself. Why? Ask yourself, have I been traumatized? And if yes, am I still living in the past? Don't forget that for there to be deliverance, there must first be acknowledgement. Acknowledgement that, okay, I have a problem. And you may be a pastor, but you may be bound. Because of the trauma I faced growing up, I could not love somebody for more than a week. 1 week. 1 week was like 1 year. It's too much to give to one person. How you love a person? So it was not like I decided to be like that. I just realized that after 1 week, when I look at you, you fade in my eyes. You just fade. You fade. I don't know how to describe it. Have you seen someone you like? They all of a sudden, the person just looked ordinary. Me, that was my regular experience. 7 days. But I was speaking in tongues. So I thought it was the spirit of holiness. I did not know it was trauma.
So yes, no matter how the person is, the Holy Spirit will intercept.
I even preach with it. The Holy Spirit will intercept. We will not allow anybody. I was traumatized. Eunice destroyed me. Toto destroyed me. Left me hanging.
Today, when I hear Eunice, I pick my shoes. I don't even want to mind. I don't know. You may even be a prophet. I don't want to know. I'm out of here. I don't want to see. You cannot. If you are Eunice, you can't preach here.
Yes. If you want to preach, I will go. I have to leave. Go to Lekki Church and preach there, and be asking. Hope everything is all right. Her name is Eunice, so be careful.
I don't think the name is a bad. I'm just telling you that how people form stereotypes because they are not free. You are bound. So,
I hope there's no Eunice here. I'm not talking about you. If you are here, I'm not talking about you. Who knows? My iPad may be a Eunice tomorrow. The only Eunice I trust must be from 60 years old and above. The only one I trust must be 60. Very old. If you are young, I don't trust you. And I'll tell you, are you born again? Say yes. Go and sit down far. Don't come close to me. Hey, Pastor, me attend to her. Don't have time. You see my face. You think you offended me before? Because some people saw my prophecy before I knew myself, and they took steps. They taught me. They taught me things my mind was too young to understand. They left a scar on my soul. Under my parents' roof, I didn't even know what was going on. I grew up, I realized I was a beast. As I was growing older, I realized I was a beast. The only thing good about me was my face. I had become a beast, like literally. This girl came, didn't use more than 1 or 2 years with us. And she went, you know, I told her, I said, principalities go for the strong links. And she just came. Damage. And she gave me the impression it's normal. We are just having fun already. I was under the age of 10. The scripture said, do not, how the proverb said, do not wake up love. Was it Solomon? He said, do not wake up love before it's time. That girl destroyed my soul, destroyed me. Don't play. Satan is not playing. No, he's a very old devil. He's a very old devil. He saw your father. He knows your great-grandfather. He knows your forefathers. He knew your fathers when they were farmers. He knew your fathers when there was no electricity in Nigeria. He knew your forefathers when they left Togo and relocated Nigeria. He knew them. He knew them. And he saw them. He knew the weakness. He knows Abraham likes light-skinned women. Same thing. He followed up with Isaac. By the time they got to Jacob, his wives were idol worshippers. A patriarch, a child of prophecy, his children, they will be going to church. They will hold idols in their bag. The day God told Jacob to come back, he said, tell your wife, they have idols. Tell them to stay away. I don't want to see them. The woman took over the destiny of a man that who was a direct product of prophecy. They were the ones naming the children. A man is alive. A woman is giving his children a name. Ha, Habba now. Habba. Habba. The man will say, yes, we are in a new world. You know, in America, we are partners. You are who? You are who is a partner? Hello, I'm your husband. You are my wife. Please, please, please. We are married. This is not a business. You understand? We are not directors in the same company. I need you. You need this word partner. They are using it to create confusion. Say husband. Okay, wife. So, you do. Yes, now they use it to confuse me. Say, partner. Now, people are not mine again. Once you see them and say, oh, this is my partner. This is my partner. The partner can even be a dog. Say, this is my partner. People that are confused are the people you are following. Husband, wife. Simple. If you marry her, nobody can be your wife again. Yeah. If you marry nobody, you use the word partner in a generic as if it's something you can change. If you are not happy, you change him. For look where before you marry now. Listen, whatever computer code, whatever code has been written in your soul by reason of trauma, the blood of Jesus will wipe it away.
Amen.
Scripture said when he died, he took away every curse, every handwriting. You see, there are some things that were referred to as handwriting. It takes time to write. She will not be great. She will have abortions. She will be gay. She will be bisexual. She will not be mad. You know, handwritings take time. You know, they look at you, study your behavior, then they begin to predict your life. Says, those are the things Jesus wiped away with his blood. It will not stand. She's mine. She will not have children. Jesus, what? She will have children. Jesus wiped it off. There's a difference between a curse and a handwriting. Those handwritings, they are the work of principalities. They look at you, start writing. They write. You say, okay. He will impregnate 5 women. They write. If you go to a false prophet on the mountain, you say, I saw you with 5. They will be seeing the handwriting, and they will think it's prophecy. The devil is a liar. The word of God is here and amen.
Amen.
I said the word of God is here and amen.
Amen.
Listen to me, every burden is lifted. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Listen, let me tell you, there's nothing to be ashamed about. I've told you my story, and if you have been here long enough, you've heard. I should not be here now. I should not be standing here. I should be serving Satan. I know. If I was not a Christian, I would have joined the cult. I led a brother to Christ many years ago. And he told me, at the point of leading him to Christ, in my room, he said to me, every one of my brothers that came to the university were rusticated and they joined the cult. I'm the last son of the family. I said, you are falling into my hands. You'll be different. So I led him to Christ. And then while we were on the field, I used to have one Muslim school where we go to pray every Saturday. Ansaruddin. And why was, let's just bless him. I just said, the boy that every one of his 4 elder brothers, like those guys are like in their 50s and 60s now. So you can imagine the gap in age. That boy is just around 38 now. Or 39. But then, he fell into my hands. And what happened? The mom brought him to the school. I left, you know, we rent our rooms in town. The mom was walking past for some strange reason. Came into my apartment and my door was open and she saw me with my small... I used to have one small Bible like this. I was reading it. She stopped. What? Somebody who reads his Bible? She just entered the room. How are you, sir? And gave me... This, my son, is new. It's in 100 level. I said, okay. I said, what's your name? He said, Paul. It's all right. He said, come. I said, you'll be staying with me. No need to rent house. Today, that boy is a pastor.
Yeah.
He lives abroad. He's doing well. But what if the devil has stopped me then? Huh? What if? See, there are calculations over your head. God has calculations. God has expectations. That's why you must not give up. You are not alone, no. There are angels rooting for you. There are those who won, who struggled and won, who are saying, Tina, you can make it. There are people, just the same way there are people on the other side saying, we must bring God down. The same way, God, there's a cloud of witness. Shouting your name. Say, yes, go on, you will make it. You must hear the voice of those who are supporting you. You must hear the cry of those who are saying you can make it. Or every negative voice is already trapped in your spirit that you hear in your dreams, that you hear in your subconscious, that you hear when you're on the road to work. Those voices are silenced forever.
Amen.
I led that boy to Christ and I left the school. I graduated that year and I handed over that prayer meeting to him. He led many people to Christ. Many people. But what happened? The mother passed. Saw me reading my Bible. Not iPad. See, if it was an iPad, she would have missed it.
Yeah.
There are some things that Paul, the apostle, calls tradition. The tradition of our faith. We must maintain it. Have a Bible in your house.
Have a Bible in your house on your shelf. Buy a Bible, put it there. Let people know that this house belongs to Jesus. If you go to the house of a Rosicrucian, you will see their sign. God is rooting for you. And let me tell you, you will not always be at this level. The times are coming. You will stand like this and tell people that, look, I sat in church, but I was bound for many years. You will tell people, people will be weeping. But your testimony will now become the foundation for their deliverance. Listen to me. Everything the devil has done, it ends today. That feeling of low self-esteem because of how life has dealt with you, it ends today. Amen. There are ladies that can't look at the mirror because they don't like their face. Meanwhile, I'm looking at them, this ones, they are perfect. But you, the devil has given, when you look at the mirror, you see somebody else. You see an old woman. You see somebody that cannot be desired. That negative testimony dies today. Listen to me, all you ladies that are here. After this service, take yourself to the saloon. Yes, sir. Stop keeping money for the house you want to buy. We will buy the house, but tomorrow, go and make your hair. Go and order for Mary Kay or whichever one is in. Go and order for it. Say, today I want to celebrate my spiritual birthday. Go and make up. Take a picture. Put it on Instagram. The rebirth. Title it the rebirth. Rebirth. Discover yourself. Find yourself. You are not weak. The devil tried, but he failed. How I know he failed is because you came inside here today. Rise up on your feet. The devil can demasculate you to the point that you will not do anything for yourself. You will be like a walking shadow. You will spend money on everybody. You will never do anything for yourself. That negative testimony ends today. Take yourself out. Take yourself out. Don't just live for people. Take care of yourself. I want you to listen to me. Every law is established by words. And every law will be retired by also words. So I want you to declare a rebirth, a new you. I want you to declare that every law that was written against you has now expired by the blood of Jesus. I want you to declare that you are who God says you are, and that you are no more bound to any addiction. You are no more bound to every negative testimony. That you are no more bound to every strange wind of doctrine. You are no more bound to previous negative experience. You are no more bound. You are no more bound. Can you pray for yourself in 1 minute? Declare your testimony. Declare it. Let the Lord hear your voice as you declare it. There is a new you emerging. There is a new you emerging. There is a new you emerging. I want you to declare it. Today is the day of your rising. Today is the day of your shining. There is a rebirth. You have been born again. You have been born again. You have been set free from your within. You will never be the same. Kabarakabale konosotayada. Oh, Rabale Kanosotayandele Balase Barakata Balega Ratosotayade. Aha! Yes! Declare it! Declare it! There is a new you emerging! He who the Son of God set free is free indeed. I came to declare that the word of God is coming to pass. in your life, the word of God has found a resting place in your life. You shall not die but live to declare the glory of the Lord, the glory of the Lord. Is free. I'm a child of God.
Yes, I am.
To find a partner, and you are going to prophesy the deliverance, the rebirth, a new beginning over that person you are holding. Find a partner. Find a partner. Begin to pray for them. Begin to prophesy. Begin to prophesy a new beginning. A new beginning. A new beginning. A new beginning. Ale marakata la masotaya. Prophesy, prophesy, prophesy. A rebirth, a new beginning, a transformation. All things have passed away. All things have passed away. Prophesy, prophesy, prophesy. Dry bones shall live again. Dry bones shall live again. Ala la la barakata la salia. In Jesus' mighty name. One more prayer. You are going to pray for that person. And you are going to prophesy. And say, become strong. Become strong. You will no longer be weak. Become stronger than your adversaries. Become stronger than your weaknesses. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Zekala barako tolianda. Zokata yele barato. Rabale kada rabasotaya. Yelelelele bokoto yelekaya. Become strong. Become stronger. Become stronger. In the name of Jesus. Rabale gala baranda sotayal. The banquet has been set. The table has been set. Come and feast at the table of the Lord. Come and feast at the table of the Lord. A table has been prepared for you. You say, come and taste.
You see that the Lord trusts me.
Listen, whether you're in this room right now or you are connecting online, Jesus is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he did for that man, that madman, in that graveyard, when he set him free and sent him as an apostle to 10 cities, the same power of deliverance is coming upon you to separate you from every painful past. That man was not recognized by his past anymore. He was now recognized as an evangelist. The first evangelist that Jesus commissioned to 10 cities. He was sent on a separate mission. He didn't work with Peter. Let me tell you, your trial is only great because your destiny is great. Don't be discouraged. Today, this date, what's today's date? 10th. Today, 10th of August 2025, is the burial ground of your past. From today, there will be weddings in your family. There will be greatness in your family. Whatever you stretch your hands to, your hands will lay hold on it. Today is the day of rejoicing. Because every law that was written has now been expired. Now the king will send for Joseph. The king will send for you. Because the law has expired. I said the law has expired. The law has expired. They will send for you. And they will give you a big chair. And they will say, sit down on it. And then you will realize, from this seat, entire regions will have to report to you. South Africa will report to you. People in your company, somewhere in Saudi Arabia, they will be sending for you. Hello, do you know that you may even be an electrician? They will say, no, the person you want to use is in Nigeria. And they are in Dubai. They will pay for it. They are electricians. They say, no, the law against him has expired. So we can give him visa now. Then they will bring you for a small job, oh. Because God has decided to cast his love on you. When God remembers a man, people say he's partial. Listen, you know, your life will not remain the same. Because all the territorial gate points that evil principalities have been manning that gate for years, now angels have taken over that spot. I said angels have taken over that spot. That place was only manned by the enemy because the people who were supposed to be there were not there. But today there's a change of guard. Hallelujah. I want you to declare, we'll never be the same again. I want you to prophesy, I will never be the same again. I want you to rejoice and bless the Lord. Joy.